blank.
So welcome to episode 7 of the Blessed League podcast, Madden 21 edition. We got 3 guests in here today. I got Drip Overdose, the Falcons user.
I got
Little Philly, the Cards user. And I got Grinch, the Patriots user.
Except I'm not really the best.
Oh, true, true.
Co-host. This is his podcast.
Yeah.
I think I'm a guest at this point either, honestly.
Don't do that, Little Philly. Still very much a guest. All right. Shit, let's just get right into it, you know. This is the last podcast of season 2. We're just gonna, you know, we're at week 17, so we're just gonna go into playoff talk, you know. What I was thinking is we could just go team by team and see what's good with these teams. I feel like we should start from the bottom though and end with the good teams.
Let's start with Packers.
Don't do that. Packers is number 4.
We're going by record.
We're going by seeding.
How convenient.
That's what determines who is better than someone else.
You hear this man right now?
That's hilarious.
This is on tape, dog.
Somebody did this.
Just so you know. Right.
That's what determines. Yo, what do you think seeding is? Just randomness? Come on, dog.
We know you got it. How the first 3 seeds determine then?
The first 3 seeds?
How the top 3 seeds determine.
Who wins the most games?
Exactly. Who got the best record, right?
Exactly. That's okay. Kind of what I said.
We can't all have 3 revolving doors in our division.
Yeah, because you don't catch bodies like me. That's right. But yeah, so we're going to start with the weakest team, the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC. Drip Overdose.
This man.
You know, I feel we... I mean, I guess you could give us a little insight, but really, we don't want to hear from you on this topic. So what do you guys think of a Drip Overdose season?
I see a near one and done in their future.
Wow, hold up. One and done. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I could see that happening, too.
Is that the point of the question, like, what do you think this person gonna do in the playoffs, or the original question?
Oh yeah, no, that's true. That's not even
what do
what
you
I
think
asked.
Of this person?
Little Philly just doesn't answer questions.
Yeah, he's got
he just says
really
what he wants
bad
to say.
Habit of doing that shit.
He just says what he wants to say. This guy,
man, never
oh
answer
my
the question.
God.
All right, Falcons. They've had a solid season. You know,
right.
Lost like every comp game they've played. But,
every
know.
Comp
whoa,
game.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's wild.
That's some.
Yo, he had a good performance with his quarterback. 29 TDs, 27 interceptions.
I think that's a product of the
last 2 weeks.
Product of the schedule. That's crazy kind of
schedule. Looking at the schedule, every above average user he lost to.
Wow.
He beat me.
So he played only
he
6
really
above average.
He beat me. Bro. So stop being a hater.
He really talked. All right,
I'm sorry, Blake. I ain't see you there.
Disrespect.
That was early in the season. The Patriots weren't gelling yet. Who? That's all that was.
Okay. That's interesting. You know, he got a lot of yards with Jermaine Hunt. Is that the rookie?
Yeah.
I see you, Millen. Did he gain anything? 20 touchdowns.
We'll see after advance.
Still normal dev. Absolutely
still
sickening.
Normal dev, bro.
Somebody
they ain't giving out running back devs this year.
Damn.
Nobody.
Even Aaron Jones hasn't gone up a dev. This game is broken.
Gotta be top 3 for the running back dev.
You know.
He's a breakout. You can't even get a breakout game?
A lot of breakouts, you know. I think Puff was the only one blessed with that.
Wow. Yeah.
I had a breakout.
You got two 1,000 yard receivers. Pretty impressive.
Was one of them Julio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it not count?
Oh no, I was just curious. I was hoping so.
On defense, you know, 10 picks for Keanu Neal. How he does that have, even have that happen?
He bro, should have 13, man.
Keanu Neal got that Madden fairy dust.
Bruh. He had three picks in that first game against Randy, and Randy glitched it at halftime and froze the game.
He activated the lag switch too hard.
Yeah, and the force win gave me a 14-7. Thank you, sir. Game with no picks. Backup running back gets two touchdowns. Yeah, you know.
Madden just that's the worst.
Oh, terrible.
Well, you know, that's pretty much it for the Falcons. So now, for the playoff predictions. Philly, you know, you were eager to let us know.
Jumping the gun.
You just really wanted us to know that you think he's going one and done.
Yeah, the way it's shaking out, he's going to play Bowling, and he struggled with Bowling.
So you're saying they're going to lose to the Jags?
No, I'm locked
I don't think that changes. Yeah, that doesn't change anything about your matchup.
Seven seed
that
plays only... the two seed.
Yeah, but the... Me and the 49ers are in the same division, so exactly. I'm a wild card.
I forgot. My
Come
bad.
On, Miller. Please keep up.
Honestly,
you're probably going to be playing Bowling.
Out of the division teams in the like the division winners, I would rather play Bowling. I've seen him more.
Exactly.
How convenient is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why Madden makes it tough to beat a team three times in a year.
Yeah. And it's just like, eventually I'm going to have to figure him out, or otherwise I might as well not even be in the league.
Damn, you're saying Bowen got you questioning. Okay.
No, that's cool. He's questioning. No, I'm saying I'm going to figure him out. Why you go the other way?
Shit. Well... So, what do you think, Blake, about his playoff hopes?
I mean, I guess it depends on his matchup. I can't really see him beating Bowen.
Wow. Just go ahead and say.
I believe in Millen. I think he's going to beat Bowen. Because Bowen doesn't even throw. All you got to do is stop the run. Don't be ass zero.
He threw on me last game. I was planning for the run. He threw on me. But his throws were all the little flat routes to his running back.
Mm. Just clamp that.
Yeah. I figured it out. Or I figured out how I'm going to stop that, but he'll find something different.
Mm. We'll have to see. So let's move to the AFC side for the 7th seed. Is it Puff? Yeah. Puffy Combs. Pretty solid season. Had a crazy schedule.
That's a lot.
I think it's Quay.
Relax.
You would.
You are such a bum, little Philly. You bringing this dumb shit in the pod? Yo, how? Sorry. How is Puffy going to lose to Natty?
Puff is 10-5. He's about to be 11-5. Quay is 10-6.
Yo, am I missing something? 11 wins is more than 10 wins, bro.
So why would he be the 7th seed with 11 wins and Quay is 10?
Oh, shit. He's gonna take over, what's his name, Banjo spot. So he's going to move up to the 5th spot. So it's between Banjo and Quay.
Banjo's going to be Banjo. 4. Puff's going to be... No, Banjo's going to be 5. Puff's going to be 6. And Quay's going to be 7.
Who missing out then?
Bro, you just...
Z is out.
Z? Holy, okay, yeah. Z does. Yo, look at Daddy Leagues trying to cross me over. Okay. So you're telling me Little Z is out. You're lying right now. Didn't Little Z beat Quay?
No, Quay just beat him. Week 17.
Oh, wow. This just happened. Okay.
Wow. That is absolutely... did Banjo play? Who does he play? He
plays. Nah, we supposed but to even if play he tomorrow. Loses, we gonna play tomorrow. Yeah, he locked 6L. In.
Yeah.
Yeah, he locked
right.
in.
Wow. He so little Z so. Went from division winner to out of the playoffs.
He went from so Super late. Bowl runner up.
Who?
From conference champ to missing.
That is absolutely sickening.
So if Blake loses, there's 3-10-6, or there's 2-10-6. No, there's 3.
So if I win, I'm the 3 seed. If I lose, I'm the 4 seed.
There's not like a tiebreaker going on there.
No, because he's a division winner. Blake's locked in either way.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now that we've cleared all that up, who is the weakest team here? Let's assume it's going to be Banjo. I think he's going to be the 7th seed, according to my calculation.
Banjo can't, because he is the tie.
Okay, then Quay. Right.
It's going to be Quay or Puff if he loses to Blake.
All right. So, let us deep dive into the Cleveland Browns season. A remarkable season. Second in yardage on offense. It's pretty impressive. He had some tough games. He tied one with Banjo. No. Was it with Banjo?
No. He didn't tie.
He lost it was Dante and Pete that tied. Right.
Yeah.
He lost to some of the worst users on his schedule.
Like who?
He lost to Emmy twice. He had a force loss to Brent, lost to Emmy twice.
Lost to the Vikings, lost to the Bears.
Wow. Just a careless season by Quay.
Very careless. Boy, known choke artist.
Could easily be 14-2.
Could have easily missed the playoffs if it wasn't for Little Z having very low skill.
Somebody did it.
The AFC, man.
So at this point, what is it? Damn. The AFC North is sending 3 users. I think we discussed the AFC North being one of the toughest divisions at some point.
Yeah, we did.
At the very beginning.
You said it was the best division.
Wow.
We said BTG would never come in anything other than 4th.
BTG fell at a respectable possible 8-8. Yeah. He's at 4.
BTG's the trap game in the AFC though, because he just runs the ball. So like if he gets out ahead of you, it's over with, because he's just going to run the clock out. Mm.
That is true.
Snap this year.
He just beat Z 66-22.
This isn't about BTG, okay? This is about Quay. So, damn! 53 touchdowns with Baker, 31 interceptions. This is a high scoring offense.
Product of the schedule.
That's funny as fuck. But it's true. It's true. 26 touchdowns with Kareem Hunt. Yo, he's making the Falcon stats look really average. That's crazy.
It's the AFC. The AFC is trash.
True. The AFC is trash. It's just top heavy. There's no users. It's just a bunch of stat games stacked one after another. He's got DeAndre Hopkins going off. That's crazy.
Okay. We can't be having 2 NFC users on now. You got to keep it balanced.
We're 3. Oh, we're 3-1 right now. How does it feel?
Damn. 3 playoff NFC users.
It's a playoff only podcast. That's why I didn't ask, the non-playoff people.
Like Lil Z.
Right. solid seasons by Hopkins and Beckham Jr. On defense, he's getting picks with Buda Baker, which came off a buddy deal with
buddy
with the little fitted Cardinals. It's It's interesting. Very interesting. Who's a buddy? I wish I knew. But he's got a lot of picks with people. Like, he's got a lot of people over 7 interceptions. That's pretty impressive on defense.
Yeah.
In terms of sacks, nobody in double-digit sacks. Miles Garrett, 5 sacks. Wait a minute.
He only sent him 3 every play.
Gotta be. Nah, he was trying to get under pressure and edge that and re-rolled him and lost edge that. And Miles Garrett didn't finish his sack. Yeah.
I just can't believe what I just heard.
He went from 25 sacks last year to I think 5 this year.
Let's just move on.
Let's move.
The Dallas Cowboys now. Back to the NFC. J Money. Super Bowl. How do you say?
Hopeful.
Former Super Bowl champ. Champ.
Reigning champ.
Reigning champ. Exactly. Another careless season by J Money. As we like to say, every loss he takes, he wasn't really trying. Except versus the Packers. I was playing him and I could tell he was trying.
Somebody did this.
First the worst record to make the playoffs. Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't even have the worst.
Who you play this week?
I would be. I play the 49ers. I'm for sure winning that game.
Yeah, so that's an L. 9-7.
Wow.
Slander. Well, y'all can't slander me for getting off topic and get off topic, man.
For real. Shut that shit up, Million.
Shut up, my nigga. Shut up.
All right. So, J Money, Super Bowl winner. Normal season by Cam. 34 TDs, 27 picks. Oh, not even 1,000 yards with Zeke. Weak sauce.
He didn't even have many carries with Zeke.
He doesn't run the ball.
I just
played him. He ran the ball one time, except QB draws.
Only got 100 yards with Cam Newton. That's interesting. Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams both at 1,000, as we expected. Damn, DeMarcus Lawrence, 20 sacks? What is this?
Nappy.
What ability is this, expert cheeser, little Philly?
I actually don't know what he's doing for that. I don't think he has edge there.
Wow.
I know what it is.
Not non-cheese sacks, you're saying?
I think I know what it is. Is it that?
Could be cheese. El Toro?
No, it's Swim Club.
Oh man.
Let me go look at it. He has.
Who's Trey Flowers? Is that the safety? He's his leader in picks.
So
he's really not.
It's honestly possible that he's got 20 coverage sacks. Because his coverage is pretty. Funny. He had everything. DeMarcus Lawrence
is a known Madden goon.
Yeah, he plays better than he was covered.
What we call fairy dust. What are your playoff predictions for the Cowboys?
Super Bowl.
Wow.
Unless I'm in the conference championship, obviously, then I'm making the Super Bowl.
So if not him, you okay?
Right.
What about you guys, little Philly and?
I don't get the NFC is so brutal, man.
I know.
I definitely think he's a contender. There's only a couple, but I definitely think he's one of them. I could see him making it to the conference game. Oh, he could make it.
His first game is going to be against NFC.
Yeah. Ooh. They split this year 1-1.
But yeah, he's going to be running the ball in the playoffs.
He has to.
Yeah.
And that's just like, he goes 11-5 in the regular season without even handing the ball off to but 100 times through 16 games, and now he's going to start running the ball.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, darling. That's how we do it.
Shit's crazy.
Word. So you guys think J Money's back in the Super Bowl? Cute.
I got him. I got him in the conference championship. I can't see, as much as I respect J Money's game, I can't see him making it through that gauntlet a second year in a row. Mm.
Fire like, takes.
It's a lot of heavy hitters over there right now.
Indeed. It would be a display of dominance.
And it's a lot of people playing well, too, over there. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
And he also, like, don't have the best quarterback. I'm not like, Cam is ass, but out of all the quarterbacks over there, he probably got the one that's, like, most susceptible to that random interception.
Tyler Huntley, too.
He's Tyree awesome. Jackson.
Yeah, all three of you have very questionable QB. Yo, even Bowen at the Saints, Dwayne Haskins, got questionable QBs out here in the NFC.
We're just that good.
Can't relate.
Can't relate. Not even.
Yeah, we're not all blessed with superstar dev quarterbacks when we start.
Yeah, man, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, you already know Bowen just gonna submit to J Money. He's not really a factor.
Right, right. So that's J Money. Let's move on to Puffy Combs, the Texans. So as I was saying, a respectable season. Schedule was pretty tough, you know. He managed to beat Reggie, the Jags user, once. Played a tight game against him the second time around. But, you know, that was pretty much all he needed to do to make sure he punched his ticket into the playoffs. Let's peep the stats real quick. Ooh, Deshaun Watson struggling.
Oh!
26 touchdowns, 33 picks.
Mm. Yeah, but I think if you look at his games after his bye week, I'm pretty sure his stats with Deshaun got right. Mm. The first 8 games, he didn't have
the schemes yet.
He didn't have the split close yet.
Also, I feel like if you can go 1-1 or close to 1-1, you do it.
True.
It's video game football. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 1-1.
Yeah, bro.
Somebody did this.
That's funny as fuck. Philly was disgusted by that.
All of us don't treat Madden like a full time job. Philly.
For real.
Come on, bro.
I swear, bro.
This man can name off every ability right now.
Wow.
Somebody did this.
Slandering. But yeah, little Philly. Puffy Combs, rushing wise, got 1,000 yards with his running back. Was it a rookie?
Yes.
Brittingham. All right.
The
so
late
decent
round
season.
Got speed.
Decent season for the young man. Receiving wise, Brandon Cooks has all his touchdowns.
I tried to tell him, bro, Fuller could get some shit. She could get some yards.
Yo, that's actually funny, bro. 16 touchdowns. The next man has 4. Yeah, so that's Brandon Cooks carrying the Puffy Combs air attack. Defensively, nobody really stands out. Got Justin Reed with 8 picks. That's pretty much it.
Landon Collins, 14 TFL, 6 picks. It's a nice little season.
Decent. I was going to inquire about Landon Collins. Goated sub linebacker.
If you ever are in a party with Puff while he plays, every time Landon Collins knocks somebody out, he gets pissed because there's no fumble.
He's got 90.
That's why we were inquiring. You know what I mean? So that's Puffy Combs. What you guys think about his playoff hopes?
He's gonna put me out. If he get the 7 seed, he gonna put me out.
Wow. You heard it here first. Blake using the I'm really ass scheme.
You gonna see how ass I am when you look through my stats.
I'm not gonna lie, Puff. I think he can upset Wildcard Week.
Puff's got that play style too, where he likes to. He can throw, but like if he really wants to, he can just run the ball all game.
Yeah, I don't see him making a deep run. I think he might be able to win Wildcard Week. I don't see him going farther.
Wow.
How convenient is that?
All right. That's little puffy cones. Let's go back to the NFC now. We got the little Philly Cardinals sitting at 13-2 in the fifth seed. Could possibly, you know, get flipped if you win this week and 49ers loses. Yo. I will boot all you. Yo. You guys. Blake, don't even do that. Don't even do that, Blake. Wow.
49ers. Wow. What are the odds?
Wow. That's what we're doing? Okay. Just wow. So as I was saying, if 49ers loses and you win, you could get the number one seed. But for now, they're at number five. A typical season. Yeah, go ahead.
I will say that Philly, your chances are higher than zero because, you know, the Packers pulled off a great upset. But I'm sure we'll get to that later.
Looking like a Packers fourth one to me, not gonna lie.
No.
It's cool.
Oh man. He's like, I'll take that too.
All day. Actually, I don't even need that. I'm gonna leave you down there.
No. I mean, Steph, you play the Fives regardless, so you know, it's whoever you wanna play.
Right, you know. That's true, eh? I actually need to play you again. yeah, so let me get into this. Chill. Let me get into this. A typical season, statistically, for little Philly. Number one passing, number 32 rushing. You know. 6,000 passing yards. And then another 1,000 with the backup. This is ridiculous.
Disgusting.
Hold up.
Somebody got the dots.
Say what?
RG3 got the dots.
Disgusting. 59 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. Somehow, bro. RG3 has
23 interceptions.
For real. Just throwing the ball away.
I got Boz left me for 7 like last week.
Are these touchdowns with your receivers legit, or are you falling down at the one?
Very good question.
You know, a little bit of both. I'd say sprinkle about it's a fraud. 10 or so touchdowns apiece falling at the
one. Wow. That is disgusting. Pathetic. Yo, we should get a new Cardinals user. So, yeah, looking at the stats, Leonard Fournette. Might as well have a 67 overall.
He's averaging 10 yards a carry, though.
Bruh, don't even start this. 267 total yards on the year. That's just, we don't even.
That's probably all Wildcat.
I swear. 2,000 yard receivers. That's ridiculous. 43 receiving touchdowns, 31 with the other.
Ridiculous. I'll go ahead and say it for you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't send me to Chizana, but apparently he's the third option.
Chiefs. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to send Chisina. I just resigned him. I couldn't trade him for you. Wow.
No management skills.
What you were saying in the DMs.
Hey, y'all can negotiate on your own time. Okay. 22 picks for the boy Troy Apke. Ridiculous. 14 for Isaiah Simmons. Ridiculous. And then 10 for Denzel Ward. Normal, you know. Very good corner. 2 double-digit sacks. How does Olivier Vernon get sacks?
Bro, he has been my best pass rusher. Goat.
Right. Chandler Jones making praise, too. So that's little Philly, you know. What you guys think? Playoff hopes. Might be playing the Packers in his first game. So that being said, what do you guys think of his chances?
Well, at least we know he's getting past round one.
Wow.
Somebody did this.
So you just came on this show to make jokes. That's what you're saying.
Never made a joke in my life. Facts.
You're not cool to me. You're not tough to me. You're not the measuring stick.
All the jokes go out and sucks in the playoffs for me. Until one of them wins something.
Exactly. These guys are known chokers.
Don't do this.
Am I lying, though?
To this day.
It's all facts, man.
Nothing but facts.
Never one and done except for last year. That was the first time I've been one and done.
I know, but you and your homies are users that one and duns aren't like acceptable. Y'all not playing to go one and done.
Mm. I know, like, but he asked you what I'm gonna do versus him. So, and you said I'm a choker. I'm not losing a weak ass stuff.
He didn't ask me. The question was not what you were gonna do against Steph. The question is, what do we think of your playoff chances, like your playoff implications or whatever? Like, not what you're doing against Steph. You know what I'm saying? So regardless,
fair enough.
You and your homies, y'all judged on Super Bowls. I mean, can we like both agree to that y'all judged on how many Super Bowl wins you get?
How are you gonna score 60 million points on everyone else and then lose?
That's cool. You know, we've had a different OC for the playoffs, man. We just hired him. You know, he wants to get Fournette more involved. He told me that's what he wants to do. So we'll see.
I would love to see this. I absolutely love to see this. So yeah, that's little Philly and his playoff hopes, if you can even call him that. let's go back to the AFC now. Did we do Banjo or did I skip? I think he would be 5th seed anyway. So, young Banjo. The Bengals user. The speed cheeser. Yeah.
Then the AFC little Philly.
Factual. The AFC little Philly. Let's look at the stats.
It's definitely between him and Reggie. They're the same person.
Absolutely. Same person.
Or him and yeah.
We got, you know, young Banjo out here with Joe Burrow. 4,000 passing yards, 41 TDs, 21 picks, though.
It's actually a very good improvement from last year.
Well, considering he was throwing interceptions on purpose.
You know, that makes sense. Philly really tried to get that shit off, bro. Like, yo, somebody get this man.
Just looking at the number, he had 61 picks last year. He brought it down 40 picks.
Yeah, because he was throwing picks on purpose. I'm not hearing that.
Well, see, I didn't watch many of the tanking games. You know, I could never throw picks on purpose with my starter. I didn't think he was doing that. But
I could never do that, too. Yeah, so rushing-wise, you know, we got the scandalous Mixon trade where he acquired one of the best corners in the game for a running back. which he replaced with this rookie here, who got 1,600 yards and 28 touchdowns.
Not falling. How impressive.
Not falling at the one. Well, actually, he probably does, bro.
Somebody did this.
So yeah.
No one cheeser.
That's rushing wise. We got passing stats here. It's between Scotty Miller and John Ross. John Ross, the clear number one though, 19 touchdowns. Defensively, 14 picks for Marshawn Lattimore. I will never get over this. Like Bowen, I know Bowen. Listen, this is why I didn't want to accept the trade, bro. Like, look, bro. Anyways, like, couldn't Bowen have drafted Cole Winners and keep Marsh? Anyways, let's just keep going. Jesse Bates, 10 picks.
You good, very bro? You impressive. Need a glass of water or something?
Like, bruh, I'm good, bro. I just, like, Bowen, like, people that harp, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, like, me and Bowen argued about this. And Banjo, too. Banjo tried to make it seem, you see how, like, how adamant he was. Oh, my God, Steph cheats trades, blah, blah, blah. Look how stupid that trade was. Anyway. Like, I know I'm right, bro. People want to act like I always say I'm right. I was right about this, bro. He was finessing the fuck out of him. And he would have finessed Natty, too. Natty's garbage. Anyways. 16 stats, you know. Carl Lawson. A non-stolen player. Akeem Davis Gaither, too. That's impressive sack numbers. So, that's Banjo outlook. What do you guys think about his playoff hopes?
Who's he play first? He's really
probably going to play.
It's looking like him Griff. And Blake are gonna play 2 weeks in a row.
No, I think he's gonna play Griff. Well, oh,
if Banjo wins,
I'll probably play. Nah, if he wins, I'll play Puffy.
Wait, no. Nah, because you'll be the four if and you'll be the five.
Yeah, if he wins, we can't know. He'll play either Blake or Griff. Either way, who do you guys, I mean, like, what do you guys think of Banjo Bangles' playoff hopes?
I think he wins a wild card either way.
Wow.
That's what I see. It gets wild after the wild card, but I think I see him winning the wild card.
That's funny.
Word. I agree with that.
So you guys don't know, but what it sounds like is you're not saying he's a Super Bowl contender.
No, because
he's a contender.
I think that's Imran or his brother or Banjo's brother.
Reggie. We'll see. We'll be getting to that. Blake, do you have actually, since you might play him, I don't know. Doesn't really matter what you think.
You better say you win.
I'm saying. Let's go back to the NFC now. The Goat Bay Packers.
I think. Old Bay.
Don't do that.
Relax.
You know? Smoke Black Man 45, a solid user. Let's see what his season was about. Nah. That's pretty my old team. Let's see. Damn, I went off with Jordan Love. 4,000 passing yards, 36 touchdowns. Wow.
You had to look that up like you didn't already know.
How many interceptions?
So rushing wise. Well, actually, in this game, receiving wise, Paris Campbell, 20 touchdowns. That's impressive. Wow.
27 INTs with Jordan Love, though.
Yo, who is this guy? Are you the second host? Yo, can Philly keep asking why he's not a host, bro? This is why, bro.
Can we get back on the stolen player topic and talk about this? This scary Terry kid, this second receiver right here.
Somebody did this.
Wow. Yeah, stolen player.
Yo, let's get into it. I would love
not
to.
Not only
not only is he a stolen player, but he was traded for with other stolen players.
Yo, this guy, yo. No, I thought I was going to have to go back to like just that first year. Now I got to go way, way back. Oh, my God.
I got to find the trade.
Look, Millen.
I know one of the players was Darius Leonard. Stole him. let me see.
Well, first of all, this isn't trade trial. That's first of all, and second of all,
Oh yeah, dude.
Millen, those trades were absolutely legit. If you look at everything I gave up, Bakhtiari. I gave up Darius Leonard. He's the best O-line in the game, so don't even give me that.
But what did that do?
Bruh, O-line doesn't matter, but having the best O-line in the game definitely changes shit. It definitely changed shit when I fucking traded him away. Couldn't get
past him. Could have swore we had a podcast talking about how Mitchell Schwartz couldn't block.
And he's like not the number one in the game. Overall
tackle or some shit like that.
Oh my goodness. This is craziness.
Listen. This depends on what
I'm just saying.
Steph's on.
Little Philly. If O-line didn't matter, would you have traded for the 99 overall Mitchell Schwartz?
Whoa.
You don't even need to answer that.
I think the best O-line. I think having a top O-line matters. But
thank you. We don't even need to get into this.
To the level that you fleeced for it. But
I got. So let's go back to this. So let's go back to this. Wow. I got Paris Campbell. Very good receiver.
Your high best speed, receiver, right?
Low, because I feed him. I could easily just feed, what's his name?
The other guy, Terry. You stole.
I did not steal him. I'm not going to curse. But, so I got Paris. Who else did I get from Colts? I got Darius Leonard, Paris Campbell. Oh, and the running back. Which I don't even have on my team anymore. I didn't even remember that dude. Anyways, so those three players. Paris Campbell is the only like legit like cheeser I got from that. And Darius Leonard I traded away. So you want to get into the scary Terry trade? I traded Amos and Darius Leonard to Humble Pies. Humble Pies was what, 1-5 at the time?
Oh, here we go.
Since trading him, the guy, I don't know the exact record, but he's 7-7 now and has been multiple times in my DM saying, yo, since that trade, my defense is crazy and I'm winning games now.
Product of schedule. Had a tough stretch of
form. Yeah. He went 1-5 playing.
I got a perfect soundbite for that.
Games he played, Jay Money.
How convenient is fucking that?
NFC Falcons.
Hey, Eagles. Listen, this isn't the read off nigga schedule podcast, okay? like, yo, you're talking all that good stuff. His team. Bullshit. What are you talking? I just elaborated for 5 minutes on it, and I'm gonna keep going. He got those players from me. His defense got super blessed. Scary Terry, how many yards have I got with him since? Go count with your dumb ass.
It doesn't matter.
Go count. Oh, it doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter now. Go count how many yards Scary Terry got.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so now it doesn't matter. Anyways, if it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, Millen. So we're moving.
I sit him on my bench, and I sit him on my bench. That means that the trade wasn't trash. That makes no sense.
Why would you sit someone on your bench? You think I don't actually try? You think I don't actually try to fucking score with Terry?
So you trash.
You're trash. The oh snap, Matthew Judon with 10 sacks. Very impressive player for the Packers.
In the block in the offseason.
So what happened to old Preston Smith?
Man, I'm actually very glad you brought that up. It gives me a chance to, you know, tell the story of Preston Smith, how he got stolen. last offseason in free agents. And I was so mad. I'm sure that messed up my defense. And it's why I lost to BTG week one. I didn't have no run defense. But yeah, his contract, he was about to make like $16 million. So, you know, GOAT GM, Smoke, Bagnese. I was like, yo, I need to restructure this contract. And in Blessing, what you can do during offseason, if you release your dude there while everybody has a chance to sign him, you can rebid on him. So I tried to do that. But then, yo, people started hitting with the 120. I think it was Boswell, you know, with the crazy, crazy amount of points. Had to let him go.
Truly sad.
But yeah, I managed to replace him with Matthew Judon. I think got more sacks than he did last year. And I didn't even get Judon for that much cheaper. I saved like some like $4 million. So that was a big L. That being said, that's the Packers outlook. What do you guys think about my playoff hopes?
One done.
We can just end the show right
regardless
now.
Regardless of who you play.
We can just end the show right now.
Somebody did this.
There's not a...
Yo, y'all really think this is funny? Wow. Wow.
I won't speak on it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from you, little Philly.
I mean, everybody's got the potential for an upset, you know. Steph's capable.
Yeah. Packers don't. But
he only wins with upsets.
Did we talk about the Falcons yet? This garbage user. This garbage user. I'm sick right now.
What, man, this? Dude. Packers, if I was in that division, to be, I would not done. Be 9-7. And I can tell you that right now.
I can tell you the exact same, bro. That's yeah. One thing we can agree
on. I would be at
that
least
is one
12
thing.
Four.
Man, and that's where you lose me. Let's go back to the AFC. Yo, this one million is never invited to the podcast again.
Why are you invited? Like, hey man, you want to be?
Back to the AFC. Who's gonna be fourth? Is it gonna be Griff?
Griff or Blake?
Hey, so let's go with Griff since he's lower now. Griff, he had a tough schedule. I'd like to say, you know, we had a prediction on whether him or Z was going to win. I definitely called him winning.
You definitely flipped after you called
him. I had to. Because little Z was showing signs of fraudulence. And I was right.
No. You said Griff was going to win at first. And then at the end of the pod, you're like, nah, I got to
go
back.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Definitely the opposite, bro. I said,
no.
I said, I had little Z winning. I was like, little Z always wins. And then eventually I was like, yo, little Z is going to lose this. That's exactly how it went.
I mean,
well, we record
way,
all the
know,
podcasts.
So. Yeah. I mean, Steph picks both sides, and then he claims he's right regardless. You know,
it's, I can't believe what I'm bad. Hearing right now. This is literally dumb. Anyways, you know, Henry Ruggs actually leading his team, surprisingly, in receiving.
Surprisingly.
Got Rico Gafford, because, you know, he doesn't even feed Ruggs, you know? He doesn't know how to cheese.
I'd like to add one thing. Z only isn't in the playoffs because he gave the horse win.
Yes.
To not have the horse suspended.
Wow. Yo, that is absolutely true. Oh, Z, you're a dumbass.
Dun,
too.
Dun, dun.
Wow. All right. That's very sad to see someone go out like that. No double-digit sacks, no double-digit picks, so we can't really respect this. What do you guys think about Griff's playoffs hopes?
He got probably one and done.
Wow, sickening! You guys should think everyone is one and done.
Is he the five?
I think him and Puff match up. I think Puff beats him.
Puff lost to him in the somebody did season.
This. That's cool. Playoff Puff different.
Yeah, I like Puff over him in playoffs too. I was just saying. I like Puff over anybody. What's up? No, I'm just kidding.
Pause.
Puff got a ball, so it's not like it's a bad thing.
Puff got a damn, what was he, like 37-0 at one point? 32-0? And then he lost in the playoffs?
We need to move on. That ain't no problem.
Huh? He lost to Chloro.
And quit the league.
It was a sad day. But yeah, so that's Griff's playoff outlook. Let's go back to the NFC. We got NFZ. the Giants user. Let's take a look at these stats real quick.
Oh, goodness.
So 5,000 passing yards. So basically, he the fake Philly. Like a bootleg Philly. Yeah, 5,000 passing yards, 59 touchdowns, Tyler Huntley.
What happens is Philly gets all the cheese, and then he kind of passes down like 90% of it to NFC.
Right. He doesn't give him the lit plays. Gives him every play except for that lit one play.
That was good.
Fake.
The 43 touchdown play, he only got 32.
No. You remember this is the number one squad duo, you know what I'm saying? Right. So they run the same plays. It's just Philly execute better, apparently.
Wow.
This is slander.
NFC actually likes to run the ball, though.
NFC is going to be a higher seed.
How is that slander? How did I slander?
You Yo, just said he's better. Ass.
I didn't say he's ass. Not at all.
He lost the football team.
Yeah, he lost only he's two games this year, though. So.
He is ass for that.
He did tie on game of the week. That was a first.
He tied on all the games.
So whoever this guy is, Tamorion Terry. Did he make that name up?
Nah, he signed him off the Cowboys practice squad.
That's funny. So that's the player he decided to give all his touchdowns to this year.
And the one. Actually a bump. He's slow. He can't jump.
Right. NFC, that is one thing I'll say. NFC picks the worst players to decide. The worst.
Yeah, like why wouldn't you give it to Agnew?
To somebody that has a build already. Like, anyways. On defense, 13 interceptions for Greedy, acquired in another buddy deal. That was a good trade for him. Lorenzo Carter, double-digit sacks. Interesting.
Georgia boy.
So that's NFC Giants outlook. What do you guys think he's doing in the playoffs this year?
What seed is he?
Something like number three.
Him and Jay Money are going to match up. They split.
I'm taking Jay Money in that.
Me too. I got the same. He got the same outlook as Philly for me. They subject to
choking. to gagging.
Right, like right with my boy Luke, dog.
But Philly does get the easy bye week in week one in the wild card round.
Right. Oh my God. Anyways.
Shut up, my nigga, shut up.
They judged based on Super Bowls. How many Super Bowls did Luke lose last Madden?
by a differential of at least 100.
Y'all are slandering. That's crazy.
This is not slander. These are facts, bro.
Sometimes you can bring up facts, but you can have slander. Yeah.
You can have slanders.
Sometimes you could be slandering, but it could be factual. Don't do that.
I tell no lies.
Oh, man. So you guys think NFZ Lucas is one and done? Y'all are...
No, sir.
That's
terrible. I'm not saying he one and done.
That's what I heard.
But he judged based on Super Bowls.
So you have no take? You're just a no-take man?
I'm saying he's one and done.
I'm saying if he don't win a Super Bowl, it don't matter.
Wow.
He's got to play Jay Money, and Jay Money is the one that...
And if he's playing Jay Money, I'm going to take Jay Money.
Yeah.
I'm taking Luke.
Of course you're taking Luke.
Hey, you can play the game.
I'm going to give my opinion. You ain't got to be like that.
In all my days.
We already know. Cool to me. We already know me. You're taking Luke. You're not the
measuring stick. Philly little name Luke. Listen to.
Don't do that. All right. AFC. Blake Steam. The Patriots.
The most fraudulent playoff team out there.
Wow. The self-slander is heavy here.
The rare self-slander.
Let's see.
Damn, I remember going back to 24
touchdowns, 34 picks with Prescott.
Remember the pod when we were predicting the AFC East winner? We all picked Blake, and he said we were all dumb.
He did say that.
I don't know why.
He was like, I don't play Madden. I play FIFA.
I don't.
In all my days.
I don't. Oh, yeah. I only pick it up for Plus League.
This is gross. He has no 1,000-yard rusher.
No 1,000-yard receiver. No double-digit sacks. No double-digit picks. All he has is double-digit dubs. Yes.
That's what it's about, baby.
Facts. All right. So, Blake, you know, sitting in a pretty high seed, but, you know, it's the AFC. What do you guys think, Blake, Millen and Little Philly, of Blake's playoff hopes?
I sadly think he goes one and done. Say that with much regret.
Somebody did this.
But I'm going to have to agree with Philly on this one.
Wow. Nah. Blake is going to win one. I don't know if it's going to be against, like, Puffy or...
If it snows, I'm probably going to win.
You know what I
mean? I'm going to be at home.
You're going to be at home at Gillette. Snow is guaranteed. Dub is on the way. Blake beat... You beat Reggie this year, didn't you?
It.
Yo, yeah, y'all is slandering Blake right now.
Wow. He smacked Reggie.
Yes,
no,
he
but did. I don't. Reggie and Ben
doesn't play Madden. Or...
Nah, yo, it was raining in that game, right, Blake? Or snowing?
Yep. It was raining.
Raining, right. Raining. That's the ultimate Madden equalizer.
Somebody did this.
You'll see. Mm-mm. You'll see.
Madden itself is an equalizer sometimes. No rain needed.
Bruh. All I know is rain is the ultimate. Well, let's go to the NFC.
The O-line is starting to get some confidence, so they starting to, like, pump on the run game for
you. You know what I mean? Starting to open up the running lanes for the boy Kamara to go over 1,000 yards. Maybe next season. But yeah, let's go to the NFC now. The second seed, Young Bowen. Bowen really, like, low key. He doesn't talk. He only talks trash when he loses. So yeah, let's take a look at these statistics. So, passing wise, it's better than what I expected. 35 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. With the shitty Dwayne Haskins. Sorry. And then rushing, we got Joe Mixon that he traded for. Only 100 more rushing yards than Banjo's rookie. Very sad. Just absolutely.
Hey, Banjo's rookie definitely outperformed Mixon.
So yeah, that's the.
Wait a minute, for real? And Mixon gets like an unfathomable amount of touches because all Bowen does is run.
Yep.
Well, also when he passes, he throws it to him. He's got 49 receptions.
Most likely. So yeah, that's actually pretty impressive.
He's going to the Pro Bowl for that.
So Joe Mixon really putting in work for Bowen Saints. No 1,000-yard receiver.
Too close to it, though.
Yeah, it's funny how Michael Thomas and Demir Bird have the same production.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is wasting away, man.
Defensively. Damn! Ah, that's the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know that's going to be. Who sent this guy Perry Nickerson?
Yeah, this is the last time Millen makes it on the podcast. For those of you that enjoyed the Falcons user, you know, make sure you enjoy him one last time. Because this is the most disgusting. The most disgusting.
I will say, Bowen made that trade worth it with the 23 sacks and 8 forced fumbles. Because when the trade happened,
so,
I thought it was another
earlier.
Trade.
When I'm not even gonna get into this with your dumbass, but anyways, 14 picks with Chauncey Gardner, very impressive. Like now, this guy wants to talk about production, but anyways, Cam Jordan, 12 sacks, old man production with the edge threat, very impressive, very impressive. What do you guys think Young Bowen is saying in the playoffs?
Well, he plays me week one, so feel sorry for him.
Smacking first week.
That's I second that.
Go figure.
And then it's a crapshoot for whoever he plays next.
I got him losing in the divisional round.
Losing in the divisional. That's where he made it to last year, right?
Yep. He made the conference last year.
Did he?
Yeah, because he beat me and you.
Don't do that, bro. I'm always bringing up old shit. Little Philly always want to bring up old shit. All right. Let's go to the AFC now.
That's $2 on the swear jar.
I know. I just can't.
Maybe we should start doing that. We really want to stop cussing on the podcast. You got to put $1 in the
Matt
league fund.
Man, boot Matt Millen from the pod. That's the first slander. Thing we need to do.
Man,
or we just got to put the disclaimer for mature audiences only.
That's true. That's much more simple.
Oh, wait.
Less expensive, you mean?
True. Less expensive. Let us look at this AFC second seed. Reggie, the Jaguars user. You know, we'll see after his game against Young Philly. But as of now, he's sitting at number 2.
Nah. Imran's got it wrapped up. He's got the conference record.
Yeah, doesn't Imi have an easy game?
Well, he's already played all 16 games, but yeah. He's 11-1 and in conference.
Oh, yeah.
And Jags is 10-2.
Imi locked up his bye week. Very impressive, but we'll get to him in a second.
You mean I locked up Imi's bye week?
Wow.
You're welcome.
Indeed, you're one of Reggie's 2 L's right now.
That's two blessed gifts during my tenure here for you, Imran.
Which, what was the other one?
Reciprocate. I traded him Shazier a long time ago.
I remember not, that shit.
Not I knowing who he was. When
I was so sick.
I remember that.
You remember that shit. Bro, yeah. You've been making me sick with trades since back in the day.
Back when we had a full trade committee.
Let me think. Did we have one back then? Probably. Because I would have vetoed the fuck out of that shit. Anyways. So. This year, he decided to give his rookie receiver a lot of stats. But also D.D. Westbrook.
Yeah, D.D. Westbrook
caught some collateral yardage. Little 1K, little 7 touchdowns. I don't know who Donald Parham is. Is that his tight end?
Yeah.
Is he a rookie?
He might be.
Would be impressive.
Either
way.
Let me look.
Word.
The most catches on the team.
By a lot, too.
He is not a rookie.
He won
second year.
Just somebody that he's cheesing.
6'8" tight end.
So a very good player, a very good build to build on.
Yeah.
Like our man Lucas.
Did he have him last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Word. So defensively, 19 picks for Kyle Duggar. Is that a rookie?
Yeah. Or no, he's a second year player. He was a rookie last year.
I believe Little Z was crying or someone was crying about
him
winning Defensive Player of the Year now. Somebody gave him like 6 picks last week.
Yeah, Charlie.
I think it was Panther. It was Kurt.
Nah, it was Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie? Oh, my days. All right. Yeah. So... You know, 19 for Kyle Duggar, 4 touchdowns. That's a lot of plays being made. C.J. Henderson with 11. A lot of plays being made there, too. Shaq Barrett and Josh Allen, double-digit sacks. Shaq Barrett, you want to talk about stealing?
That was stealing. I can't believe you allowed that stealing.
Hey, bro. You know, we all make mistakes.
What was that deal?
I don't know, but he stole on Randy.
Randy's an idiot, man. And he cut him in the wild card or in the Super Bowl week. Like he didn't wait till the season was over.
He cut him?
Yeah.
He did not.
He just signed.
No,
him.
I remember accepting this trade. He may
somebody
have, though. Something like that did happen. I don't remember if it was Shaq.
I thought it was for Shaq. I'm pretty sure it was for Shaq. I don't know.
Someone else, bro.
He's already re-signed him, so it probably has to have been Shaq.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I remember. I have a small recollection of accepting
that was a
trade. Yeah,
I remember that was a trade.
Pretty trade. Let me go look.
I don't know. Randy just got stolen. Bro, he traded him some dumb shit, bro. Like maybe a pick and a backup player, maybe.
There was something in a pick for sure.
For sure. Anyways, Randy got finessed. What do you guys think Reggie's doing in the playoffs?
2 plays of 7. Quay. Quay's a tough. I've never seen him play, but all his games are just like high scoring for both teams, regardless.
True.
Except for when you play Packers.
Don't do that. You're so never back on the pod, bro. You're trash.
To this day.
Oh my days. I just can't believe this.
It was there, I couldn't help it. You would have done the same. I think I found the trade though. Shaq Barrett for 2. Approved.
Bruh, he fucking swindled him. Anyways, so Blake and Little Philly don't have any input on Reggie's playoff.
He's a Super Bowl contender.
My boy Clay puts him down in a wild card.
Quay? I agree with you. I think Quay got him in the wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know. I like Reggie. Absolutely. I haven't really seen Quay play, so I'm going to go with Reggie.
Quay going with that Cinderella Giants wild card. Wow.
Big facts, big facts.
Quay just, he got the worst run defense. I don't know, he just don't have any defense. He's got offense for days with no defense.
Yeah, Buddha Baker, man.
I'm saying, like, as far as an overall team goes, he's got the 31st run defense and the 20th pass.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. All right. Now, time for the final two. The presumed, for now, you know, week 17 is still underway. The presumed two top teams of the season of, you know, Blessed League's second season. On the NFC side, we got MCS, Steeler Nation, but not Steelers, really the 49ers user. Sitting at 13-2, let's take a look at these stats. Dotting with Aaron Rodgers, 56 touchdowns, 30 picks. Raheem Mostert, so basically no running game. 600 rushing yards.
Disgusting.
Oh man, I think this might be the like, how do we call this? This might be the record. Yeah, this might be the Blessed League record. 150 receptions, 3,000 yards, 45 touchdowns. To the people that allowed this, damn, I'm not gonna slander because I'm about to play him. I'm gonna have to pump the brakes on that one. You know, the people that tried to stop him, you guys tried hard, you know. And
yeah. That don't even sound right coming out of your mouth.
Bruh, I know I'm gonna slander him and he's gonna put the 4 touchdowns 250 on me. 15
in
receptions.
The first quarter. He had 4 touchdowns with the receiver in the first quarter.
That's what I'm saying. Let me check what jersey number he is at least. Check that real quick.
88 club.
He's 88? All right.
Gotta put a savage on him.
Exactly. So yeah.
I got a bold prediction.
That's the rookie. What's your prediction?
Steph smacking week 17. Mm-hmm. They play again, wild card. Mm-hmm. Steph smacking again.
Spit. Oh, talk that shit, dog. Oh, no. Philly's spitting right now, bro.
Philly's on every podcast.
Bro, slide in the DMs. Let me know what dev you need, bro.
Let's go back to the Green Bay Packers prediction. I'm going Super Bowl or bust.
Don't do this. such a fake. yeah, back to the 49ers, man. 23 sacks for Solomon Thomas. Yo, I actually need... Yo, this is the funniest thing. I wanted to post in the chat, but it would have been too complicated. This guy came into the league, okay? Came into the league in the offseason, or maybe week 17. Either way, he didn't play yet. I made an announcement. I said, yo, everybody that needs restricted free agents that just pulled up and re-signed. So, yeah, he pulled up and re-signed, actually. Or maybe a little bit before. Anyways, I said, let me know who you need now because, you know, it's going to be too late eventually and I'm not doing any restricted. You know, that's what I wrote in the message. You know, lo and behold... he comes in my DM. He's like, you know, he comes late. Obviously, he's like, oh, I didn't see the message, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I need a couple players. I'm like, anyways, we argue for a little bit, but not that much. But, and then he's like, he tells me the players. One of the players is Solomon Thomas. And I'm like, bruh, like the players you want are just like they're average, bro. People are probably not even gonna want him in free agency. Like whatever, bro. He's like, nah, I really need these players. They are crucial to my team. And that made me so mad. I was like, yo, look at this scrub asking me. Like, he probably doesn't even know how to play Madden and shit. That's what I was telling myself. And I was just like, fine, bro. Whatever, you can have him, bro. I made him restricted in the end. Turns out he was a, you know, MCS. And the dude has 23 sacks. That was pretty
funny. The other guy was Witherspoon, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. He said Witherspoon, too. The guy has nine picks. I forget who the last one was. Probably another goat. But yeah, man, I was really not expecting him to be good, and I was really not expecting Solomon Thomas to be a relevant player, but I think he's leading the league in sacks this season.
He's tied with Perry Nickerson.
Nah, he had a hashtag more than Perry Nickerson,
but on DL,
I don't think league. Solomon is doing that back to back.
You're saying the disengage, basically the way he got those 23 sacks. You're saying that got patched?
Yeah, it did.
Hey, you remember that take you made?
Yeah,
bro. Just wait on it.
I don't remember.
Just wait on it. Just wait on it, dog.
This man really.
They patched disengage. Bro, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. You might as well, you know, take number one seed right now, bro. What? That's craziness. But yeah,
all you.
That's 49ers. You know, statistics outlook. What do you guys think he's saying in the playoffs? His first Blessed League playoffs. MCS man's Steeler Nation, not Steelers, but 49ers.
He's either the first or the fifth seed, right?
Yep.
First seed, he would end up playing.
I can't see him winning the bowl. Like,
wow. Hold up.
Who?
No bowl. You can't win your first year here.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm going to say he loses in the second round regardless. Wow. He'll either play J Money or Philly.
Okay.
Philly beat him last time.
It's showtime. Four stuff?
No, I said in the second round.
Second round.
Yeah.
Philly, obviously, you want him to lose.
Clearly.
As do I.
Clearly.
Now let's finish it off with the current, or actually the actual number one in the AFC, Young Emmy.
Goat
slandered him. In the
goat bless league user.
You're saying he's the actual goat of bless? He actually kind
right, of he's that. The only person Daddy Leagues has ever emailed us about and asked to be in.
That's not, well, that's part of, but I'll say, just because he has never left. He's been here from the jump. And he for sure has the most Super Bowls, like, all time.
Yeah. I don't know. Jay Money might have him now.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
How many Jay Money got? Three or four?
Before Jay Money got here, when it was just Max and Emmy, they were just trading off. I think Emmy got three, like, in one Madden, if not four.
Three back-to-back, like, three-peat, I'm pretty sure.
Who?
I'm pretty sure Emmy had a three-peat.
Yeah, something like that, you know? And that's just like one of his Super Bowl, like, you know, runs or whatever, however you want to call it. But he's been cheesing Lamar Jackson this year. Let's see. So only 3,000 passing yards, right?
He's been kind of ass.
I don't think he's been really focusing on the pass. 26 passing touchdowns, 22 interceptions. 1,000 rushing yards for Lamar, 19 touchdowns, and then another 1,000 for JK and 18 touchdowns. Like, that's a playoff team, bro. Like, in the playoffs, he's averaging 161 rushing yards per game. That's gonna be tough to deal with. But one of his bread and butter plays, I believe, has been nerfed. The QB
it definitely
drop.
Has. Have y'all tried it?
I've played against people that do it because I never really ran the QB draw.
Cora was killing me with the QB draw with Sam Darnold.
Post patch.
Post patch. Jay Money ran it on me right before this.
It
podcast.
Was disgusting. Right, man wouldn't fumble. Man was getting 10 yards of carry.
Somebody
it was
did
disgusting.
This.
That's crazy.
That's absolute madness. Okay. So we'll see. I don't know maybe if it was one of them nerfed.
Madden-juiced right. division games, right. but, you know, it was disgusting, dog.
So his offense pretty much, the passing-wise, consists of Marquise Brown, Darren Waller, and J.K. Dobbins.
He's getting good with not talented.
Pretty crazy. Balanced. Defensively, double-digit sacks for Jalen Kendricks. Who is this?
Rookie
linebacker.
In all my days. Let's see where he drafted him.
Early.
First round, late in the round. It's a good pick.
Yeah, I was about to pick him.
Hate it had to be you.
Yeah, I had the 28th, I think. Yeah. Or I had the 27th. He had the 26th. Because, you know, Daly's gives him the next pick.
True, true. We're going to have to fix that. Rudy Ford with 10 picks. So not that many turnovers. Really, Emmy's been playing, like, how you call it? Conservative defense. Because he basically... gets a lead super fast, so it doesn't really need to force any turnovers.
He's got the second least amount of points allowed,
you know,
in the league.
No points allowed. The true definition second. Of bend but don't break.
Second though, not
maybe
first.
Just don't even break or bend. But yeah, what do you guys think of Imran's playoff hopes? Our Ravens user.
Nice one and done.
Ooh. 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 Hold up.
He thinks Quay's gonna be
his second. That's funny as fuck. Yeah, exactly. That is what he's saying. He's saying Quay's gonna win in wild
like,
card and then pull up to Emmy and smack him.
How convenient. He's already lost to Emmy twice this season.
Twice.
Somebody did this.
Could this be I watched Quay's first time ever beating Emmy? This is what you're saying, little Philly.
I mean, don't y'all say it's impossible to beat a team three times? Then y'all say
nobody
that.
Said I impossible. Never said that. It's harder. It's harder.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, no.
I but he lost. He lost.
They were both close. It wasn't like he got blown out.
Yeah, but he was using Colin Kaepernick.
Wow.
How convenient is
he's
that?
He's going to have Lamar.
I mean, he had Lamar the first game. Kaepernick
somebody did this. He did have Lamar, but did he run with Lamar in the first game? No, a little bit. I don't know. I like Imran. In the playoffs, he's a different animal.
Mm-mm-mm. So you got him winning the
Super Bowl? I got him making it out of the AFC.
Wow. Hold up. Word.
Opposite side of the spectrum.
Sickening.
I think he gonna make it to the Super Bowl.
So yeah. We've got two Super Bowl appearance predictions.
We need to move Lonzo. That ain't no problem.
Huh? Or, I actually think he's gonna make it too. To be completely real.
I mean, look at the AFC.
We'll have to see though. So that pretty much wraps up, you know, the playoff podcast. You know, this was episode 7 of Bless League podcast. Thank you guys for pulling up. And
nope.
Hold up. Let me get some applause going. Yeah, and that was it. Thanks for listening. See y'all next week.